This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For the squats.
I figured that out here. In this version of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the battle for Scotland, the vote. Why is it that people have so much fun with that? Scotland. The election's going on today because it is Thursday. The Good Day program on the air, the ninth, the 18th of the ninth month, year 2014, sees perhaps an end to the 300-year marriage that the Scots have had with the English. The United Kingdom is Ireland, Scotland, and England itself. So a lot of times when people say the UK, I think they're, Wales is in there too, thank you, Michael. The essence is UK and Britain are the same thing, or England, and not the case. The UK won't really exist anymore because they won't be united. The vote taking place, as I say, today. It'll be close. Looks like, though, things may be swinging a little bit toward saving or keeping the relationship with Britain. What would be the relationship? It'll be just as if the English had a relationship with France or the Spanish or America or any other country. David Cameron, who is the Prime Minister, contemplating the prospect of having to resign. He has not done a good job selling. He hasn't done a good job paying attention, I don't think. I don't know how this affects our listeners or how they think it affects them. I think that this has been very, very poorly covered in America by the news media here. There's a great deal of impact here on the world community. I was interested to see what Andy Murray said. He's the Wimbledon champion, Kenny. Tweeted an apparent endorsement of the Yes campaign, declaring, let's do it. He may not have liked the Prime Minister, the fellow that is, they call him the First Minister in Scotland, waving as he won the Wimbledon Championship. Apparently he's not a fan politically. But at any rate, that's not the point. It's a huge day for Scotland today. And I don't know whether this is like just regular negative politics. Cameron doing a lot of threatening. I don't think he's that smart. I never have. I don't think he's an enlightened leader. He's an example of the bad leadership that the world has. Countries around the world. Have you thought about that? Or are you thinking about it as I'm going through this? Look at what Cameron has done or not done in terms of running England. Look at the changes in France. I'd say Mrs. Merkel was a fairly good leader, fairly strong, fairly smart. We have horrible leadership in America. They have horrible leadership in Russia. I don't know much about the Chinese leadership, frankly. They don't leave themselves open for scrutiny, shall we say. But you get what I'm saying. The drift has been around the world. The people that are running countries in Africa. If there was any real leadership there, any real ability to understand, many times this has happened over the last, I'd say, 40, 50, 60 years, many of the leaders that were in charge in most of the African countries after Africa sort of, as Scottish wanted to do, they've managed to end their marriage to European countries. Many of the people who have run these countries have been educated in America or England. So most of them in England because they were English protectorates, but many of them have come to America to go to our institutions. So they had intelligence and they demonstrated leadership, and then they were all chased out by various, they became corrupt, and they were chased out of office. And so what you have now are the Mubaraks of the world, that ran Egypt for, what, 14, 15 years, plundered the country, managed to establish a nest egg for themselves with $8 billion. Things haven't changed much in Morocco. The king is the king. And that country is not very progressive. I'm just taking the extremes. Morocco is on the extreme west side of Africa. Egypt on the extreme east side of Africa. And what is there in between? A lot of gobbledygook. And so I'm comparing the leadership around the world as I think about it. Now, the more I think about it, the more I realize that there's just a lack of leadership. Leaders are not strong. They are not smart. They aren't really leading. I'd say the best leader around the world at the moment has nothing to do with politics, but is, maybe you'd consider him a politician. I think Pope Francis, frankly, is one of the best leaders, don't you think? Honestly, really, when you think about it, Pope Francis is one of the strongest, best leaders of any organization that has lots of publicity, even though I don't care anything about the Catholic Church, but I think this guy is able to get up close and personal and understand issues and work them through. So, anyway, meanwhile, back to what's going on, the voting in Scotland today. It's a country that's been established since the 8th century. And so where does it go from here? Well, we'll find out. Actually, there's a listener on the line who's in Europe, in the Netherlands, who wants to talk about Scotland. We'll talk with him in a matter of moments here. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 13 past the hour.
You're the type who likes to seize the day. All 30 of them during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at MemberSeptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Have a used musical instrument gathering desk. This weekend at Guitar Center, turn your used gear into new gear. Now through Sunday, our experts are buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. We'll pay you on the spot, and if you're looking to upgrade, when you trade in, we'll give you an additional 15% off that new piece of gear you really want. We're buying qualified instruments this weekend during Guitar Center's trade-in and trade-up savings event. Plus, visit GuitarCenter.com for a chance to win a trip to see Linkin Park live in Los Angeles. Exclusive plan to purchase an offer. Details at GuitarCenter.com/trade-in-event.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I'd say 10.
4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company. Boston Beer. Take it responsibly.
Doug Steffen here inviting you to make some strides with us. The American Cancer Society is making strides against breast cancer with fundraising walks all over the country, but we want you to join Good Day and others to help finish the fight. It's easy to pre-register, and believe me, it feels great to participate. About 300 of these short races are taking place all over the country, so there's probably one right near your home. Sign up today. You'll find a link on our Good Day site or our Facebook page, so go right to makingstrideswalk.org and making strides against breast cancer. Sixteen after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I have a gentleman who listens to the program, or at least connects. I guess he's listening and therefore connecting, Kenny. Right, you had the first back and forth with him, did you not?
Yes, he's listening through gooddayshow.com, and he's been tweeting back and forth with us.
All right. Let me see if I can pronounce the name correctly. Loda Wyckoff, is that correct, sir?
Yeah, it'll do.
It'll do.
How long have you been listening to this program?
2-3 weeks, something like that, I think.
Say that again?
2-3 weeks.
Sorry. 2-3 weeks.
Really? Longer than most.
Yeah. Really? Speak for yourself, Jennifer. So, in your country, what's the discussion? You're from the Netherlands. What's the discussion there and what you can hear also in other parts of Europe on the secession of Scotland from the United Kingdom?
I think this week Scottish independence is not really the main part. Literally today the government is going to review its new budget, how they took the money and what they're going to do with it. So for the past week everyone was talking about that, and everyone is talking about it for the coming week. And Marco van Basten, who stepped down as coach from a football team. And on the Scottish independence, I think that most people will say that they should stay within the UK from the Dutch perspective. And from a Scottish perspective, I would say, just leave.
So, I'm trying to understand most of what you said. What do you get from this, Richie or Kenny or Jennifer? What do you hear
that, from? That it's a negotiating tactic.
Negotiating tactic.
I think it's a negotiating tactic. And
that you do, sir, you think it's a negotiating tactic for what?
For the money.
To get more money support. Yeah, go ahead.
I think it's not only the money. I think that the Scottish people really feel different than Brits. They don't see themselves as British. They see themselves as Scottish. And if you look at a lot of sports, they have a Scottish team. People are playing with a Scottish flag, not a Union Jack. It's the Scottish one. And at the Olympics, they really dislike it that they have to walk with the Union Jack.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's something that's deep in their culture and deep in their genetic code that they are different, and they have a lot of oil, they have a lot of gas, they can do a lot of things with the money that it creates.
Well, I think that's part of, from what I understand, that's one of the big beefs, is that there's so much money being made by the United Kingdom, Scotland not getting its fair share because it has most of the reserves under its not only on land but in on the coast of northern Scotland is a tremendous oil reserve. So there, all the money goes into the UK. It doesn't go to the Scots, and they don't like it.
And that's one of the parts that they don't like. But the second part is, if you look at the British politics, the majority of the British people is pretty much having voting on the Tory and Conservative ones, and maybe the Lib Democrats. But in Scotland, they are voting more for the Labour type party and more social democratic style parties.
Right, they're more socialistic than are the Brits. Yeah, right.
Yes, and there is, for example, a great joke, at least that the Scottish people like. They say, we have more pandas in the zoo than that we have conservative politicians. And you should know the Edinburgh Zoo seems to have 2 pandas.
So, but as far as you, as a European living in the Netherlands, you could care less? Is that basically it? Do you care one way or another what happens?
No, I do hope that it happens, because I think it can spark a lot of independence votes, and people would say, we want to leave. There are a lot of areas in Europe that basically say, yeah, we are part of a country, but we don't want it.
What other areas of Europe do you think fit into that description?
Well, it's too easy to mention Eastern European areas or Eastern Ukraine battle going on, but I would take into account the vote of Venice, where they basically say, we pay billions to the Italian government, we can use that money to rebuild and renovate the city. Corsica want to get sold from France to Switzerland.
Right, yeah. All right, we've got the picture, sir. Thank you for listening to the program and for participating with us. Loda Wyckoff in the Netherlands on the Scottish disconnection from the UK, 21 after the hour.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Doug Steffen, the Good Day Gang, Richie, Kenny, and Jennifer with our, actually a couple of videos of the day. Let's start with this one that comes from an Israeli musician. This guy is a remix artist, actually. He goes by the name of Kuterman. Is that right? Am I pronouncing it rightly, correctly, Kenny?
K-U-T-I-M-A-N,
Kuterman. He's gone through hours and hours of amateur musicians on YouTube and combined them all together. This is another great example of people who have too much time on their hands. This guy's very clever.
Right?
Yeah, this is, yeah, exactly. This is very clever. He, you got to see the video, but we have the audio here of the original song that he's put together from all kinds of different amateur musicians on YouTube. Have we got that, Richie?
Some kid just learning how to play the drums, or some woman singing poorly, puts a video on YouTube. Mm-hmm. This guy has taken it and somehow meshed them all together so that they make an actual song.
Yeah.
And these are like really bad musicians that he has sampled or kind of done their tone.
Yeah.
So that it all fits together.
Wow.
I can't even imagine. imagine what kind of work went into this thing.
Sounds terrible.
But if you watch it, you will see why it is amazing.
That's why that's exactly why the video exists, because we can give you a little teaser audio on it so that you'll get the gist of what we're talking about.
Like,
but a nice way to spend a couple of minutes is to check out
the video.
The bass
player is not playing this bass line. He's playing something else, but the guy remixed it so that the bass played what he wanted it to play to make this
song. It takes a lot of work to do this kind of thing. All right, so that's a video musically. Did you, you could or you couldn't find this video audio that came from BuzzFeed, the weird things that couples actually fight about?
No.
Yeah, can't do that. Okay. All right, so today's video comes from a listener in Asheville, North Carolina. Name is Tom. It's about a class being taught here in Boston to help locals lose their accent. You think that the New England accent is lousy? Listen to a little of this. This is actually great.
Recent years.
Hi, I'm Billy Baker. I'm a reporter for the Boston Globe, and we're here in Southie, my hometown where I grew up. I'm writing a story about a woman named Marjorie Feinstein Whitaker who teaches people how to get rid of their Boston accents.
The sounds that we've done before, do you feel like you've made some progress with those? We've done a couple of different R color vowels. We've done the ing.
This is a book she's published to go along with the class called Boston Rules. It's really a first-of-its-kind workbook that will help people learn to pronounce their R's, learn to get rid of some of the nasal sounds associated with Boston accent.
I will consider this course a success if at the end I will be able to control my speech when needed to.
And the way the class works, it's kind of cruel and unusual punishment. When you say a word incorrectly meaning with a Boston accent.
The clicker. You got to watch this.
That is fantastic.
Made fun of New England accents. Check it out, DougStevin.com. This hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Why are you drinking stale or rotten coffee? Did you know the roasted coffee bean is extremely perishable? Once the roasting process is completed, the clock starts ticking. If you thought that dog years went by quickly, the roasted coffee bean ages 1 year every 4 hours. Think about that. Proper packaging can slow the aging process, but coffee is at its optimal freshness during the two-week period after it's been roasted. While the majority of coffee companies hide behind expiration dates, BuzzBox Coffee proudly comes with a roasted on date. This may seem insignificant, but it speaks to BuzzBox Coffee being such a high-quality product. Check out the coffee you buy and see if you can find an expiration date. Oftentimes, it's some arbitrary date in the future, as far as an entire year after the coffee has actually been roasted. But now you have a choice, so why not enjoy the best of the best coffee? That's USDA-certified organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, helps support my Eastleigh farm. Good Lord. BuzzBox Coffee, roasted, packaged, shipped, and on your doorstep within 48 hours of your ordering it. So join now and experience your free pound of coffee. Start by calling 866-456-7805. That's 866-456-7805. Or simply go to DougStephan.com and click on the BuzzBox orange box on most of the pages at DougStephan.com. Hi, I'm Doug Stephan with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
World. Ken Kessler is here with me on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, here to focus on the whole world of health in this next portion of the program here in depth. But there are in depth looking at the issues of the day that surround our discussion of health and your well-being. One of the most important parts of the Good Day program, we have four different doctors who consult with us. I put that consult in quotation marks because you can use it in a number of ways. Got a problem? Call us and we'll fix it for you. Dr. Ron Hoffman is on the program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Bruce Shanahoff, all lending different expertise to the discussion of what's going on in the world of medicine and your health and well-being. There's a study actually out today focusing on what you want as you near death. What do Americans want? The study more focuses on what you don't want. Americans do not want to endure unwanted care as they approach the end of their life. People repeatedly in this study stress a desire to die at home, to be free from pain, which is mostly the opposite of what happens. People die in the hospital and they are loaded with all kinds of things, and if the drugs don't work, then the pain is excruciating. Ever talk to anybody who's got bone cancer as they die? You don't want to have that. You hope that you never have to have that experience, but it's an excruciatingly. I knew, without sounding like a name dropper, Ed McMahon very well. And his last 4 months were excruciating. He went from a man, he was, I think, 6'4", weighed during most of his life at least 240, 250, 260 pounds. He weighed less than 100 pounds when he died. And the bone cancer that he didn't get out of the hospital bed for 4 months. Excruciating pain. There are different types of bone cancer now, and there's a lot of hope for some. I have another friend who does have bone cancer, just discovered it a month or so ago, going through chemo at the moment. And the doctor said he had a very good chance of licking it. He's got a great attitude. But the point is that the organizations like hospice that many of you know, many of you may have used or had somebody in your family use them. I've had somebody in my family use them. And the reason that they're so popular is because they do what this study suggests Americans want. If you want to, I'd say a big fan or a proponent, maybe is a better word, of suicide. If you are living in excruciating pain and you don't want to live, and all these hospitals do all of the things that maybe the law requires, that's why you don't go to the hospital. You fix it so that you can either commit suicide on your own or that somebody will help you using various tricks that are out there. The Jack Kevorkian taught a lot of people. There's a guy who was doing a public service and he went to jail for it. Man, we screwed up when it comes to that sort of thing. So that study will be on people's minds today, conversationally, and it'll bring you around to thinking. That's why I like to talk about these things, because in essence, what it does is give you the opportunity to think about something maybe you haven't thought about for a while, or maybe ever. Have you ever told anybody what you want to have happen to you at the end of your days, Ken Kessler? What have you told your wife, Lisa, about what you want to have happen 50, 60 years from now?
I told her I don't want to be hooked up to machines that are living for me.
Mm-hmm. That's really what it is, right?
Yeah.
They're living for you. You're not living. You're not alive. Many times, depending on your spiritual philosophy, understanding that I knew this happened to my father when he had his stroke. He wasn't a human being anymore. His spirit, his soul, had departed from his body, even though the machines kept his body working and living or breathing anyway. For what? And finally, I said to the nurse, up the dose of morphine as much as you can. And she did, and he died. And that was the end of what was horrible for him, a horrible 4 or 5 month existence. What is the point of doing that? Unless you're trying to beat some, you want to have him die on his birthday or something, or you want to try to break some record. The oldest living person in my family is 94. Well, you're 93 and a half and you want to live, you want to beat the record so you keep somebody on a machine for another 6 weeks. It's foolishness. It's nonsense. In Europe, they have the right idea, as far as I'm concerned, anyway, and everybody to his own. You don't like it, it flies in the face of your religion, okay, so don't do it. But don't get in the way of other people doing it. It's like choices, making choices. What people do with their bodies and their existence is none of your business. And as you get closer to the end, and you don't want to go through what a lot of people have been put through by these characters in the hospitals, especially now where, whether you believe it or you don't believe it, or whether you acknowledge it or you don't acknowledge it, part of Obamacare is judging whether you're fit to continue living. And there are committees that actually will decide what kind of treatment you're supposed to get. I was talking on the air a week or 10 days ago about my favorite professor from college who had a birthday, his 100th birthday, and I went out to visit with him and celebrate the 100th birthday with him and some others at Heidelberg. And one of the things that came up was his knee had been a problem, and it had been a problem for a number of years. I think he was 94 when it first became a problem, and he couldn't get it replaced because the insurance company wouldn't okay spending that money on somebody his age. And yet he was in a wheelchair. He wouldn't have been in a wheelchair at all. He could have walked on his own because he had that much mobility. But because it says somewhere, chapter and verse on a piece of paper in a book somewhere, that you get to be a certain age, you can't have these operations anymore. Screw them. You should have the right to do whatever you want with your body. Period. End of story. Anybody who would like to challenge that, you're welcome to do that. 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStefan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. The continuing focus on this enterovirus, it's been described as enterovirus D68. And apparently it's likely to hit your state. For the past month or so, the Centers for Disease Control confirmed 140 cases of respiratory illness caused by this enterovirus in 16 states. It affects youngsters, And so it's likely to be a problem that ought to be discussed and ought to be understood. It's kind of like the Ebola thing. Do we really understand it? Do you really think that it's going to affect the entire world? Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. I think it's too easy to say that to scare people one way or the other. But no matter what the circumstances, it's something to be watched. And in that spirit, I was talking and touting one of our doctors, Dr. Ron Hoffman, who, by the way, has a great website, drhoffman.com. Sign up for his newsletter there. He's going to talk about Ebola and the selfie that the doctor took of Joan Rivers when we continue on the Good Day program. Just a matter of moments, seconds away here. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 17 and a half for the hour.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Do you have a used musical instrument gathering dust? This weekend at Guitar Center, turn your used gear into new gear. Now through Sunday, our experts are buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. We'll pay you on the spot, and if you're looking to upgrade, when you trade in, we'll give you an additional 15% off that new piece of gear you really want. We're buying qualified instruments this weekend during Guitar Center's trade-in and trade-up savings event. Plus, visit GuitarCenter.com for a chance to win a trip to see Linkin Park live in Los Angeles. Extend the plan to keep an offer. Details at GuitarCenter.com/trade-in-event.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
How much better would you look with a brighter, whiter smile? If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened by a dentist but haven't had the time or money, listen to this. National Dental Supply is now offering professional whitening gel direct to the public. We're giving listeners of this station a free sample of Pro Gel Whitening Kit. This professional whitener is the same active ingredient sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. But when you call 800-226-3068, you'll get a complete Pro Gel Whitening System with everything you need to get a dramatically brighter, whiter smile in just minutes without visiting the dentist. Pro Gel free sample kits will only be available to the public for a limited time while supplies last. Call 800-226-3068 and get a free Pro Gel whitening kit and a whiter, brighter smile now. This free sample offer expires immediately when the sample kits are gone, so don't wait. Call now. 800-226-3068. 800-226-3068. 800-226-3068.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is one of our favorites. He's one of the four medical experts that we have every week on the Good Day program. He has a lot of experience, brings great expertise and thoughtfulness to some of the medical problems that we all are thinking about. But as an aside, before we get to the real medical stuff, I wonder what your view is of this doctor who has not been identified His name has not been released. He took a selfie while he performed this unauthorized biopsy on Joan Rivers as she was out. I mean, what kind of a creep? Do you know who this guy is? You probably know who he is.
No, I actually don't know him personally. I mean, I know his name. I know that he's whatever. He's part of Joan's posse of doctors.
Right. Yeah.
You know, she's like like royalty. She has a personal entourage of health professionals.
Yeah.
Look, you know, this is not unheard of. You know, I've been around the block with doctors who, you know, inappropriately, sometimes at parties, they'll pull out their cell phone and they'll say, "Check this out." Some, you know.
Right.
The scene of them operating on a 500-pound individual holding up, a roll of fat or something like that. It's like, what are you thinking? You know, where have your medical ethics gone to?
Real pros.
Don't you realize this is just nuts? I actually, when I was training, there was a surgeon who used to operate, and if the operation failed, he would tear off his gloves, and he would write on the surgical drape, the green surgical drape, 007, he would walk away and he would say, 007, that's your license to kill. I'm out of here. Can you imagine?
Wow.
And that's not uncommon.
Since he's selling cars now or still in the medical field.
He was top of his field, but the surgical personality is sometimes a bit of a weird personality.
All right. Somebody sent me an email named Andrea, wanted to ask you, what happens when you get stumped? That is, what happens when you can't figure out what's wrong with her? I thought this was a marvelous question. I've never thought of this. Because doctors are like you just explained. Doctors are human beings.
He goes to Dr. House.
Right. He's busy. What do you do?
So doctors do get stumped routinely, and that's part of our training, is that we're given medical problems and medical situations which are really difficult to discern. So what you do is, I mean, you go through a series of options. This is what's called a differential diagnosis, and then you look at them individually, and by a process of elimination, you go, that's not likely. That's not likely. That's not likely. You narrow it down, and then you order more tests, or you go to the library and you study more. These days you go to the internet and you come up with different possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And by process of elimination, you try to come up with the answer. So
where do doctors go when they go on the internet? I hope they're not going to like WebMD.
No, you know what? You know what's really crazy? They go to the Google Journal of Medicine sometimes.
Really?
And literally. I mean, it used to be I would pull out a heavy medical tome and I'd leaf through it. Nowadays, I just turn to my computer, I Google something, and I'll say, gee, I don't really not that familiar with this disease. I learned about it in medical school. Well, let me brush up on it.
The official medical journals have moved over to Google.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
Wow.
That's good. They can update them, right?
There's medical software. You can get apps, and you can get textbooks, which now are indexed. I mean, it used to be you'd have to go page through it. Now it's just you look up a term, and boom, you're right into it. And the most obscure disease. In medical school, you don't have to memorize. You have to know where to go to get the answer, which is better use of the brain. You use the brain for processing and thinking, not just for rote memorization.
Dr. Hoffman has at his website, Dr. Hoffman with two F's, drhoffman.com, a great weekly news. Is it weekly or bi-weekly? It's weekly, isn't it?
It's weekly, yeah.
Yeah. So you write about pomegranate and a drug that's connected to pomegranate that may hold some promise for people who either have Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, that sort of thing, or might be prone to it.
Well, absolutely. We look at these dark pigmented fruits, even coffee and chocolate contain what are called polyphenols that may be antioxidants. They protect the heart, the blood vessels, and possibly the brain. It may even have anti-cancer effects. So pomegranate contains specific substances that give it its reddish-purplish tinge, and these are really helpful for protecting the cells of the body.
So is it something we likely to go out and get pomegranate? Is that the suggestion? I was talking, I think, with you last week about these new chocolate-covered pomegranates. All of that stuff.
There's nothing wrong with eating the foods, but actually what the scientists are trying to do is they're trying to concentrate and purify the substances within these fruits and spices and things like coffee and chocolate, and then perhaps turn turn it into a pill, an over-the-counter supplement, or maybe even a patent medication that's prescribed. I mean, they're doing this. They're trying to do this with resveratrol from red wine.
Yeah.
So far, they spend hundreds of million dollars. They haven't come up with something that trumps Mother Nature.
What's the latest on treating Ebola? Is there going to be a vaccine, do you think, that will come out and everybody in America and around the world will get it and we don't have to worry about it?
Not soon, unfortunately. I think that they're making progress. They've got, you know, the drugs that can possibly treat it, vaccines that may prevent it. But in time for this epidemic, I think it's just going to be a matter of quarantining people and hoping that it burns out on its own.
So will this World Health Organization plan to spend $1 billion to work containing it?
It'll help us the next time it rolls around.
All right. Dr. Hoffman, Dr. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com. Sign up for that newsletter there. It's very, very informative. 21 after the hour.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Open my eyes and with a dazzling smile give the answer and explode when Jack Barry says that is right.
See the shark with teeth like razors. Can meet his open face.
I lied to the American people. I lied about what I knew, and then I lied about what I did not know.
Voice of the new M on James Bond. That was by Chugger.
Right. What is that? Ralph Fiennes, correct?
Yes. Right. This is a lie.
Only one of you can ever get his name right.
By Fiennes. Fiennes.
Ray
Fiennes.
Why does he spell it the way it sounds? It'd be easy.
Go ask Ray.
I will. I love it here. Yeah, right. Go to check out the video of the day at DougStiffin.com. Okay, this
Marty
is...
Three.
Go ahead, Richie, play this.
I saw Marty three times. The best picture from 2 years ago, and I don't know it.
Someone of your intellect, and it's such a simple question. Have you seen the drama of that?
Is that who... why do I've got a name? That's not Lovett. Who is that voice, Chucker, that we just heard?
I'm not sure.
I've seen Marty three times. The best picture from 2 years ago, and I don't know it.
Someone of your intellect, and it's such a simple question. Drama, though?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me get IMDb all run down the list.
Yeah, all right.
What's the name of the movie again? The 120th
movie. No, it's Matt. It's Moritat. That's from the Quiz Show movie. This is Mac the Knife, done by Lyle Lovett. It was featured. I don't know why they did this kind of a way. This was a strange movie, Chugger, don't you think? Number one movie this week in 1994, but strange nonetheless. Yes?
What was the name of it?
It's Quiz Show.
Oh, Quiz Show. I like that movie. Robert Redford directed it, John Turturro. That's a good film.
Turturro. That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
John Turturro. Yep.
Rob Morrow, okay. Ray Fiennes.
Ray Fiennes is the who played
Hank
these
area.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. Got it. All right, Chucker. There are a number of things going on in the world of movies. We were ahead of the pack when the discussion of the new James Bond movie yesterday. A lot of people didn't know about that till today. We had that story for you yesterday. So we'll have some things that you don't know about the world of movies, videos, entertainment, that sort of thing with Chuck Curry in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Destiny, the first big-ticket cross-platform next-gen game, is finally here. While other high-profile games came out earlier this year, Titanfall on Xbox One and Infamous on PlayStation 4, Destiny is the first game that's a true next-gen system seller across the board, everywhere except the Wii U, which isn't getting Destiny. There are a ton of great games coming out for the Wii U over the next year, but almost every one is exclusive to the Wii U. So what is the Wii U's Destiny? Its sales are way up over last year, but its numbers are still dwarfed by those of Xbox and PlayStation. Owning a Wii U means owning a system with awesome first-party games, but not much else. The original Wii was one of the biggest successes in video game history because it offered a brand new experience. The Wii U is little more than a place to play Mario and Zelda right now, which is fine as long as that's what you want. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Seven's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, Chucker. What do we have for movie news today, pal?
Rich, I like this one. Filming has just begun on Warner Brothers' reboot sequel to the comedy Vacation.
Yes.
Ed Helms and actress Leslie Mann will star in the film playing Rusty and Audrey Griswold, the son and daughter of the original characters played by Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo. They, as Clark and Ellen Griswold, will make a cameo appearance in the film. Other news, Tom Hiddleston, who plays the character...
Isn't that... Wait, hold on a second. Didn't we talk about that being a TV show yesterday?
Yeah. They're doing a TV show, too. Well, they're doing a pilot, the two of them. Chevy Chase and...
Beverly
D'Angelo, yeah.
Beverly D'Angelo, yeah.
Why wouldn't they bring back Anthony Michael Hall for that role? For Rusty?
He's just not the box office attraction that maybe Ed Helms will be. I mean, Ed Helms has done the Hangover movie, so they get more juice in terms of ticket sales. One other bit of news, Tom Hiddleston, who played the character of Loki, the villain in the two Thor movies and Avengers, is going to be the star of Universal's King Kong prequel, which is titled Skull Island. I think he's a really cool actor. And
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
How do you do a prequel to King Kong, unless it's King Chimp? How are you going to do a prequel to King Kong?
Well, what they want to do is they don't want to remake Prince King Kong Chimp again, because for people who don't know, King Kong dies at the end, and the studio has a vision of most likely teaming King Kong up in the same movie as Godzilla. So that to do that, they have to do a prequel.
Okay. What did you start to say?
Yeah. Nothing. No, that's hysterical. King Kong and Godzilla. Can't wait to see that one.
Sony's going to bring back I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yeah, I didn't like that movie at all, but it made a lot of money in the years 2000.
That's what it's all about. Chuck Curry about money and movies here on Good Day.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.